Κόσμος 93,6. Όλος ο κόσμος σε ένα ραδιόφωνο.
Λοιπόν, εδώ είμαστε. Κόσμος 93,6 και σας είπαμε ότι σήμερα έχουμε μαζί μας τον Nils Petter Molvær, τον εξαιρετικά δημιουργικό και σημαντικό κατά τη γνώμη μου, και όχι μόνο κατά τη γνώμη μου, τρομπετίστα που μας έρχεται από την Νορβηγία, από την μακρινή Νορβηγία όπως λέγαμε παλιά, ένας μουσικός που είναι εδώ και πολλά χρόνια βέβαια δημιουργικός, ένας μουσικός ο οποίος για πολλά χρόνια υπέγραφε τις δουλειές του στην ιστορική εταιρεία ECM, έφυγε από την ECM, μετά έκανε τη δική του εταιρεία, δεν παράτησε ποτέ όμως, δεν σταμάτησε ποτέ αυτό τον ήχο, τον δικό του ήχο, τον οποίο τον ακούμε από πίσω. Αυτός ο ήχος που συνδυάζει τον ήχο της τρομπέτας με τα ηλεκτρονικά, με τα ηχοτοπία, τα soundscapes όπως τα λένε στη γλώσσα της μουσικής, αγγλιστή. Και μάλιστα ήταν ένας από τους πρωτοπόρους στην ECM με αυτόν τον ήχο, ίσως και ο μοναδικός εκείνη την περίοδο, και ένας από τους πρωτοπόρους σε αυτόν τον ήχο συνολικά, αν και όχι ο μόνος και όχι τυχαία, θα τα πούμε όλα αυτά. Nils Petter, thank you very much for having you here at Cosmos Radio. Tonight you'll be playing at the Half Note Jazz Club tonight, tomorrow, Sunday and even Monday, four nights in a row. Yeah. All right. So first thing, I'd love to know what the group will be like, and what are we going to hear, what people is going to hear.
Yeah, it was originally a trio, and we went we started a tour middle of March. The drummer, he was running, and then he was in Oslo, and then he fell. And
wow.
Yeah. And he went to the doctor. The doctor said, "This it's okay. You can go on tour." So we played two gigs. On the second gig, when he got up, he was like, "There is something loose inside my hip." So we took him to a hospital in Cologne. And the doctor said, he took an x-ray of him and all these things, and said, it's broken, your hip is broken. And
so he cannot be with you practically.
No, I mean, they took him into operation immediately. It can be life threatening.
No.
Life threatening
on the hip. Yes, it is.
So he was hospitalized in Cologne for 8-7 days or something, and then they took him home, and so he's now in Norway.
So you're gonna be yourself playing trumpet.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Jo Berger Myhre, who plays bass.
Yes,
right, and Sven Persson, who is like the sound guy, and he's gonna take care also of the beats and the.
No, we take care of the beats ourselves. We have computers.
Oh, I see.
We have samples and things, so it's gonna be. Let's say this with the we have done some concerts and people are very happy. It's of course more ambient,
of course,
but still there are some really kicking stuff in there.
Okay, so because one of your most recent records is the records that I think the Khmer recording, live recording of your very old stuff, the stuff that you recorded on ECM Records.
Yes,
it was a live recording, right?
Yeah, this was live recording in we played in Bergen.
Yeah, so and this was made a record practically for you from yourself, from your company.
Yeah, it was we were doing a kind of a tour, and then we thought, okay, let's try to record the last concert. It was like big thing with almost 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jan Bang started to and Sven actually started to listen into it, and then this is good, it's okay, we can do an album. So and I just signed for a new label called Edition, an English label.
Mm-hmm.
Very musician friendly, which is
it has to be.
Yeah, but they are not all musician friendly, if you know what I mean. So then we mixed it and released it. Okay. So it's sold out three times.
All right. Let me explain to the audience what we're talking about. Λοιπόν, yeah. ο Νίλς Πέτερ Μολβάιρ θα ερχόταν, έρχεται με τρία εδώ στην Ελλάδα, τέσσερις είναι συνολικά, ο ίδιος, ένας μπασίστας, ο Σβεν Πέρσον που έχει τον ήχο, που φτιάχνει ήχο, ας πούμε, επί σκηνής. Έχουν και οι δυο τους, και αυτός και ο μπασίστας, κομπιούτερ, αλλά ο ντράμερ δεν μπόρεσε να έρθει γιατί έπεσε και χτύπησε το πόδι του, είχε ένα πρόβλημα στο ισχύο το, από ό,τι κατάλαβα, και χρειάστηκε μάλλον να εγχειριστεί, οπότε ήταν αδύνατο να ακολουθήσει τις συναυλίες στο Half Note. Εξού και ο ήχος του δεν θα είναι λιγότερο ηλεκτρονικός από ό,τι είναι, διότι μου εξηγεί ότι πάνω στη σκηνή χρησιμοποιούν τους υπολογιστές τους, και αυτός και ο Γιο Μπέργκερ Μίρε, ο μπασίστας, αλλά θα είναι λίγο πιο ambient αν θέλετε, και θυμίζει λιγάκι αυτό που ακούτε τώρα εδώ, το Τλόν, αλλά θυμίζει και λιγάκι την τελευταία του δισκογραφική δουλειά, που στην ουσία είναι, είναι η ηχογράφηση του Khmer, αυτού του άλμπουμ, το οποίο σας καλώ να το ακούσετε στην ECM, ένας εξαιρετικός δίσκος, από αυτό το δίσκο ακούμε τώρα ένα κομμάτι, τον οποίο τον ηχογράφησε ξανά με τους μουσικούς του πέρσι, νομίζω πέρσι ήταν το 25, στο Bergen, σε μια συναυλία στο Bergen, και τους άρεσε πάρα πολύ και αποφάσισαν να το κάνουν, να το κυκλοφορήσουν. Έχει μάλιστα μόλις υπογράψει μια νέα musician friendly, όπως λέει, φιλική προς τους μουσικούς δισκογραφική εταιρεία, βρετανική, και κυκλοφορεί πλέον τη μουσική του από εκεί. Αλλά εγώ θέλω να πάω να τον ρωτήσω λιγάκι για το παρελθόν του, για τα χρόνια του στην ECM και για τα χρόνια του μετά. Eventually, of course, we all know you from ECM, from your first ECM records, from these two or three records that change a little bit the...
Well, I did two solo records.
Two solo records for ECM, all right.
That was Khmer and Solid Ether.
Solid Ether, exactly. These records, it was a very special thing for ECM, because ECM is very acoustic oriented.
Yeah, yeah.
But your records were fully or half electronic, let's say. There were a lot of electronics, a lot of soundscapes, and a lot of modern music. Let's say there were passages of techno, of house music, but all this with your trumpet. So how did you get to that music? How did you decide that this was your music? You were a jazz guy eventually, right? From the beginning.
Yeah, kind of.
But you are also from the north, so yeah, it's all...
Improvising. Guy, when I started this, I was like thinking, because we went to clubs in Oslo and we played with the DJs, improvising with DJs.
You as a trumpet player?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And then all the bands that I played in, they kind of faded a little bit away. And I thought, I want to do an album. So I started to work with this sound engineer, Ulf Holand, which had a studio over a Rainbow studio where all the ECM recordings were done in Norway. So we just called it Over the Rainbow studio. And then I thought, okay, what will I do? I want to try to kind of merge all these things that I listened to and that I liked and try to make that into something organic. And I remember also I have this Akaya S1000 sampler. You can sample 5 seconds. That sounds like Stone Age now.
It is. It does, yeah. But at the time it was groundbreaking.
At the time it was like, oh, yeah, then you can have all these kind of floppy disks. And so we were working quite long, actually. And I've done some things with Manfred before, with Robin Shulkowski, fantastic percussion player, and with Mascualero, which was...
Mascualero, the quartet or trio?
It was a quintet, and then it became a quartet for the last album. So, yeah.
And then it was the time for you to do a project as a solo artist.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you put there all your references, your electronic
sounds.
The
things I liked to listen to. I was like into how good house music, deep house music. Mm-hmm. I liked the trip hop. I liked more this sample things. I liked the music from the Middle East. I liked a lot of things.
We can hear. All right, let me explain. Λοιπόν, το ρωτάω πώς η πορεία του είναι γεννημένος το 1960, η πορεία του δεν είναι χτεσινός, ο Νίλς Πέτερ Μολβάιρ. πριν υπογράψει την ECM, έπαιζε, επειδή τα γκρουπ σιγά σιγά άρχισαν να διαλύονται, αλλά ο ίδιος πήγαινε σε DJ set, σε βραδιές έτσι, πιο ηλεκτρονικής μουσικής και άρχισε να παίζει με DJs. Άρχισε να παίζει ο ίδιος, έφερε την τρομπέτα του και έπαιζε με τους DJs παρέα. Οπότε άκουγε αυτή τη μουσική, άκουγε house, άκουγε trip hop, άκουγε μουσική μέχρι και μουσική από την Ανατολή. Φαίνονται όλες αυτές οι αναφορές του, αν τον ακούσει κανείς. Οπότε αποφάσισε να μπλέξει λίγο με αυτό τον ήχο που του άρεσε. Είχε αποκτήσει και ένα sampler Akai τότε, που σήμερα φαίνεται προϊστορικό, αλλά τότε ήταν πραγματικά πολύ πρωτοποριακό. Έτσι, πήραζε στον ήχο του οργάνου κτλ. Έμπλεξε λοιπόν με αυτή τη μουσική. Ήταν η μουσική που ο ίδιος άκουγε, ήταν η μουσική που ο ίδιος αγαπούσε και σιγά σιγά την έβαλε, ας πούμε, στο πρόγραμμά του. Άρχισε να συνεργάζεται με την ECM, με τους Mescalero, ένα group, ένα που ήταν quintetto και μετά έγινε quartetto, και στο τέλος έγραψε ο ίδιος, βγήκε στην ECM ως solo καλλιτέχνης, έκανε δύο δίσκους, πια τη μουσική που ήθελε ο ίδιος, που η μουσική που ήθελε ο ίδιος είναι περίπου η μουσική που θα ακούσετε όσοι πάτε σήμερα και αύριο και μεθαύριο και τη Δευτέρα στο Half Note, δηλαδή μια μουσική που συνδυάζει την trip hop, την ηλεκτρονική μουσική, το house, τη jazz, γιατί jazz δεν μπορεί να ξεφύγει από αυτή την παράδοση, τον αυτοσχεδιασμό δηλαδή, αλλά και την ηλεκτρονική μουσική. I had one question I had to, you know, I was tantalized by this question since many, many years. Why most of the groundbreaking musicians today are trumpet players? Not even today, I mean from Louis Armstrong to Miles Davis to the bebop guys to Miles Davis, to you, to younger generation, many, many groundbreaking musicians that really break the limits and go elsewhere are trumpet players. Do you have like a valid explanation of that? I mean, think about it. You know, I'm right, right?
Well, I don't know that.
Is it something to do with the instrument itself?
Maybe. I mean, I remember end of the 80s, I was a bit tired of the trumpet because it can be, it's like a war instrument also, you know?
Yeah, I mean? Yeah, of course.
And then I started to listen. I heard a lot of beautiful flutes, like the Ney flute, the Shakuhachi flute, the Duduk, and all these kind of instruments. And for me, that was really inspiring. And I thought, I have to try to work a little bit. It's my voice. There is just a piece of metal between the breathing and the sound that comes out. So for me, it was to try to find a sound which I was comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still working on it.
Of course. So it's just like any creative musician.
But I you talked about jazz, and I think it's more like there is this with interaction and improvisation. I think this is something that has been going on for as long as there have been human beings on the planet. And so it's more like a human thing. It's not, I mean, jazz is...
But jazz kind of standardized that.
Yeah, but...
Classical music was more strict, more on the paper.
To be honest, I think Mozart also improvised, to be honest. And when he make the music, I mean, all you sit there and you make it and you improvise and then you make people play what you've written. Mm-hmm. That is one thing. But just this interaction, the beauty of that is, for instance, I had the experience, I was in Zambia in Africa, and we were playing, sitting outside in the evening, and there was African musicians, one guy, the drummer, only playing, only speaking Swahili. And then we started to play, and then suddenly we kind of connected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very intimate thing. And then we became friends without even being not able to
communicate
communicate
on a linguistic.
So next day he learned three English words. He came and knocked my door like, and was like, yeah. And then said, you, me, walk, bush.
Walk to the bush?
Walk in the bush. He wanted to just have a walk with me.
Yeah.
So that is, I think that is the beauty of interacting and improvised music, is that you can actually create something beautiful.
So it has nothing to do with the instrument itself, trumpet?
No, trumpet, I mean, trumpet can be nice. I mean, there is, I like a lot of trumpet players. But if they are, I mean, I think that's more about personality.
Okay.
Than the instrument itself.
Λοιπόν, τον ρωτώ τον Λουίς Πέτερ Μορβάρ τι είναι αυτό που κάνει τους τρομπετίστες να είναι μερικοί από τους πιο ριζοσπάστες μουσικούς, από τον Louis Armstrong στην αρχή, τον Miles Davis, τον ίδιο, τον Joe Hassell και άλλους πολλούς τρομπετίστες που έχουμε κάποιους, με κάποιους έχουμε μιλήσει και εδώ στον κόσμο. Τι είναι αυτό που τους κάνει τόσο πρωτοποριακούς και σπάνε ας πούμε τα δεδομένα? Και μου λέει ότι δεν έχει να κάνει με το όργανο, δεν έχει να κάνει με την τρομπέτα, έχει να κάνει με την προσωπικότητα, με τον αυτοσχεδιασμό. Ο ίδιος γοητεύτηκε αυτόν τον αυτοσχεδιασμό, ο οποίος όμως μου λέει δεν είναι κάτι που έχει να κάνει αποκλειστικά με την τρομπέτα, ούτε με την τζαζ. Μου διηγήθηκε μια ιστορία που ήταν στη Ζάμπια, έπαιζε με έναν μουσικό που μιλούσε μόνο σουαχίλι, παίξανε μαζί και την άλλη μέρα αυτός του χτύπησε την πόρτα και με τα 3-4 αγγλικά που έμαθε του λέει εγώ και εσύ θέλω να βγω μαζί σου βόλτα στους θάμνους, δηλαδή στο δάσος, να περπατήσουμε. Αυτό λέει σε συνδέει με τον άλλον χωρίς να μιλάς ίδια γλώσσα. Αυτή είναι εντάξει και η μαγεία της μουσικής. Αγαπάει την τρομπέτα, αγαπάει τους τρομπετίστες, αλλά θεωρεί ότι η προσέγγιση του είναι μάλλον κάτι το προσωπικό, δεν έχει να κάνει με το όργανο του. Despite your answer though, I'd love to hear some Miles Davis. I know that Miles has been a milestone for every musician, every yeah. creative musician, and yourself as a trumpet player and as a musician.
Yes.
So I'd love to hear something from his latest period, which was like the more electronic in a way.
Yeah, I love that.
Out for licks from my big fat stick. The stick is real thick, call me Easy Mo Vic. But this pick can't be flicked like a lighter to a joint. I'm easy, not wide, to get the point. In other words, the mo ain't a joke. And something like the trumpet, I'm jumping over the difficult folk. Miles in the style of the hip-hop bugle, not your ordinary, or even Chattanooga, the train that goes choo-choo, like Norton sang Lulu, the horn cast spells like some witch doctor's voodoo. The notes from his trumpet makes ladies get freaky like sex. Reach your climax, what's next? Two hunky dories that tickled your fancy. Not in your panties, but up in your mind. That's where we stand, see? That's where you seek for the need of a chance to be part of the Easy Mo V and Miles Davis fantasy.
Λοιπόν, αυτός είναι ο Miles Davis και τελειώνοντας σιγά σιγά την συνέντευξη με τον Nils Petter Mølvær. Nils Petter, so you were telling me that you were listening to Miles Davis when you were younger, right? This
yeah.
period, even the older period than this one, like the late 60s and early 70s, right?
Yeah, that was this Live Evil and
yes.
and all these things. So the thing is that he has a 100-year anniversary.
I mean, yes.
He died pretty young. He was, I don't know, 61?
He was 62 or something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there are some concerts. I'm going to do, I've been asked to do two concerts, which is like a tribute to him. With the one with symphony orchestra, and one where I put together a band. And then I'm going to do the late 60s and 70s, I think.
Is that is going to happen in Norway?
It's in Norway, yeah.
It's a Norway thing.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, I can see it's everywhere. And Till Brenner is doing it. And a lot of people are celebrating his 100 years. So he now he kind of changed the direction of music three times.
Yeah, at least, really.
Yeah, yeah. So he...
Mid-60s, end of 60s,
yeah.
And then in the 70s with all those Electrics records, the Amandla, the doo-wop, yeah. This was actually the last one.
And then, yeah, of course, I remember this We Want Miles came.
Yeah.
That was cool, with Mike Stern and these guys. No, yeah, Miles, he was, yeah, and he had the beauty of him is his timing, where he stopped the phrase. And so it kind of just moved on. And the way he used space, which I think is very important in music, that you don't play all the time.
Especially after bebop and
hub. Yeah, it's like, breathe, man. You know.
Actually, that was his beef with John Coltrane when they were recording together. Take the shit out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Λοιπόν, τον ρωτώ για τον Miles Davis, φυσικά τον αγαπάει, θα παίξει στην Νορβηγία ένα αφιέρωμα με ορχήστρα και ένα αφιέρωμα με μπάντα για τα 100 χρόνια που ήταν πέρσι νομίζω του Miles Davis ή πέρσι φέτος, είναι λέει, πολύ σημαντικός, άλλαξε την πορεία της μουσικής τρεις φορές και έχει πολύ ενδιαφέρον ο τρόπος που χρησιμοποιεί τον ήχο, που χρησιμοποιεί τις σιωπές, τα γνωστά αυτά που ξέρουμε για τον Miles Davis, που άλλαξε πραγματικά την jazz και όχι μόνο την jazz, την άλλαξε όντως δύο και τρεις φορές. So you told us that you're going to keep some surprises for the audience who's going to come tonight and tomorrow and after tomorrow to Half Note Jazz Club. But
yeah.
Can you reveal at least one surprise? Is there going to be one surprise that you could reveal to the people? or just well, come over there and just listen to
I
your
think it's also surprises for us. I mean, it's we have done some and we kind of found a kind of a form. As the thing I talked about earlier, the interaction. And we played together for 8 years, 9 years with the bass player. And so there is, he surprises me with suddenly something. I hopefully surprises him.
Actually, he plays 5-string or 4-string electric bass?
He played 4-string, but he also used the bow.
The bow, all right.
And he has a lot of electronics.
Yeah.
And it will be... it's two sets.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of find a way to divide it and... yeah, what surprises? It's it's difficult to say.
All right.
But hopefully, it's a very nice little club and the good sound system. So,
yeah, you need that to make an intimate ambience kind of.
Yes, and all right. So it will be from pretty powerful to a very
subtle
very
and
subtle and quiet right, and these right. things. So it's gonna have a lot of elements.
Λοιπόν, τον ρωτήσαμε αν θα έχουν κάποιες εκπλήξεις. Μου είπε ότι η έκπληξη θα έρθει από τον αυτοσχεδιασμό. Με τον μπασίστα παίζουν πολλά χρόνια. Χρησιμοποιεί ηλεκτρικό μπάσο, έχει και δοξάρι και ηλεκτρονικά και πεταλάκια κτλ. Θα κάνουν δύο σετ. Το Half Note είναι ιδανικό για, για τον ήχο, τον ηλεκτρονικό, που είναι και λίγο κλαμπίστικος, είναι και λίγο jazz του Nils Petter Mollvær. Οπότε οι εκπλήξεις θα αποκαλυφθούν στο κοινό που θα έρθει στο Half Note σήμερα, αύριο, μεθαύριο και τη Δευτέρα για τον Nils Petter Mollvær. Στους φίλους θα αποκαλυφθούν επί τόπου. Nils Petter, thank you very much for being with us in Cosmos.
It was a pleasure.
It was a great honor for us.
Thank you.
And I'm going to say goodbye to you with another ancestor of yours.
Ooh.
Και με αυτό θα σας χαιρετήσουμε. Θα αποδεχτούμε τον Γιώργο Μουχταρίδη. Γιάννης Δημητριάδης είναι στην παρέα σας. Θα τα πούμε τη Δευτέρα ξανά εμείς. Μείνετε συντονισμένοι στο Cosmos με τον Λεωνίδα τη Δευτέρα στις 10 το πρωί. Φιλιά σε όλους.
It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You lookin' swell, darling. I can't tell
darling. You're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas. Darling, never go away again. Have a little faith in me, fellas. Darling, never go away.